Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. I hope you use my website to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use that. I mean, we built it just for you. We had you in mind. It's all free. Just you can read, you can listen, you can download, you can check out the Brain Trust members, you can go to their websites, we link you right over to them. We don't hold anybody back from you. We just want you to get better. We want you to get smarter and become more successful by being a better CEO of your company. You know, that's one of my singular goals here on the show, is to help you become a better CEO of your small business, even your tiny, tiny small business. I've got a little one. It's not tiny, but it's little. I have a true small business, and I want to get better as a CEO, and I want you to, too, because if you do, if you become a better CEO, you'll be a better manager, and if you're a better manager, you'll make more profit, and you'll be happier doing it. Your people will be happier, and success will surround you. And that's one of my goals for you here. And one of the ways we do that, one of the ways we find out what's going on out there is through the polling of you. As you know, every month I report on at least one poll that's not mine, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism with Bill Dunkelberg. That's every month. And in any given month, we're going to be doing another one from someone who's got an annual survey or a quarterly or a biannual, or I should say semi-annual, report on how things are going out there across the marketplace. So I love giving you that kind of feedback, those kinds of reports. And so today I have one that I just conducted. I wanted to find out what you thought were the single most pressing issues that you have right now and that you could use some help with. Not just things that are on your mind, but things you're ready to admit I could use some help with. And I give you four options: sales, profitability, employees, and capital. And what do you think was number one? What do you think small business owners said was the number one most pressing issue? I know you're right. I know you're right. I know all of you got it. Sales. The most pressing issue, 46% said, we need more sales. Almost half of you said, we need more sales. Now, I know small business owners, and I know that even when they've got plenty of sales and their business is great, if you said, you know, how's business? It's great, but we could always use more, right? I know what you do. I've heard you say those things. I've said those things. So, yeah, I know you need more sales. But the question was that you could use help with. Not just, you know, the obligatory, I could always use more. But this is, I could use help with. 46%, I should say, said that's what we need, more sales. So I think that's a product. Part of it is a product of our nature. But also part of it is a product of having a 2% or less growth economy for the last 7 years, coming out of a financial crisis and the Great Recession. Still, for at least 80%, based on other surveys I've done, other polling I've done, and other surveys I've reported on, 80% of small business owners are really not happy about how things are going in the economy right now. And there are a lot of reasons. We've talked about all of them. I'm not going to go over all of them right now. But that's the number one issue. Need more sales, 46%. The next highest one, can you think? Can you imagine? Do you remember taking the poll? The next highest was all about employees. Finding qualified employees. They could use help finding qualified employees. I talked about this a little bit with Jim Alampi in the last hour. How to find top people. First thing you do is make sure you're not in danger of losing your top people. Before you go looking to poach somebody, make sure that you're not about to be poached yourself. So you might want to go back and listen to that interview I did with Jim Alampi. Some good stuff there that he and I talked about on how to keep good people, but not only how to keep them, but how to get them. And so, but this is the thing, the number two thing that you said, and 22% of you said, almost over one-fifth of you said that finding qualified employees. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, has told us that there may be as many as 4 million jobs going wanting because a qualified person can't be found to fill that job. The job is empty. There's a seat for you right now, 4 million of them, and we can't find qualified people. That was number two. Number three was we need to be more profitable. That was committed 10%. And number seven, I don't care. Don't let the politicians fool you. Never mind all the ads you hear about this. The fourth one down on the bottom of the list was access to capital. If you're not growing, you don't need more capital. Plus, you've already figured out how to survive. If you still survive, you figured out how to run your business with the capital you have. So that's number four, access to capital. Thanks for responding to our poll, and be sure to take the next one. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the market.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.